Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian markets fell slightly on Wednesday. Nifty was down by 0.17%, while Sensex lowered by 0.25%. Following the announcement that it would split its business up, Godrej Industries gained more than 6% during yesterday's trading session. The 127-year-old conglomerate could yield multiple opportunities, even in a field where Godrej already has a commanding presence. Till now, Godrej and Boyce owned the group's land assets, while Godrej Properties developed the same land. But as part of the demerger, the former entity plans to hold on to the lucrative business, reports Varun Sood. They will only be able to do this after 6 years and not under the Godrej brand name, as per the Competition Commission rules. A move like this has massive consequences for corporate India, and we're just uncovering the ramifications. The Congress and the BJP are fighting it out in the voting booths. But even prior to that, there is another platform where they've been vying for your attention – social media. Both parties are using features offered by Meta and Google to target specific audiences. Meta, in particular, is helping these parties to micro-target their advertisements to the intended audiences, right, our partners at howindialives.com. They analyze ad spends of up to 50 crore rupees and break it down across their strategies, form factors, and spending on particular platforms. What's common between Byju's, BharatPay, Zalingo, Housing.com, and GoMechanic? There were notable concerns around the governance practices of these startups. Unethical behavior and misreporting numbers from the founders led to the downfall of many of the aforementioned startups. As Tina Edwin writes, these concerns have given rise to a corporate governance charter. If a startup adheres to these norms, investors are more likely to find it attractive to invest in. While these practices aren't binding on non-listed companies, founders would do well to pay heed to help establish an open and fair work environment for these employees and investors. Good Glam Group started out as a company that sold skincare items. It then went on an acquisition spree. First, e-commerce, and then digital content publications. But Good Glam's shopping cart wasn't restricted to India. They also expanded their presence in the US. But closer home, their Indian partners weren't paid their dues. A slew of top-level exits, layoffs, and a confusing focus has led Good Glam Group to a confusing business strategy, writes Ranjini Raghavan and Sunera Tandon. As an impending IPO looms, will the company be able to chart out a sustainable path moving forward? It has been terribly hot these days, no matter which part of the country you're living in. This year's summer feels worse than its predecessors. Many regions are currently undergoing heat wave conditions. This also has an effect on food inflation. Prices of vegetables and mangoes are already quite high. While currently farmers aren't actively planting, the storage and transport of the previous season's crops is under stress due to the hot climate. Easily perishable items like tomatoes have turned dearer by 62%. Dairy products, too, are feeling the brunt of the heat, writes N. Madhavan in today's Primer. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback tips or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.